Are you a herbivore, an omnivore, or a carnivore? No matter what, you're in the right place. Food is a lot more than what we put on our plates. How do you choose what to feed yourself or the ones you love? What inspires your decisions? Is it taste, ethics, affordability, cultural or religious reasons? Maybe it's a meal that reminds you of your childhood. What we eat and don't eat isn't only a scientific question, it's an emotional and ethical one. And it's exactly what we're going to be exploring in this podcast. Welcome to Meet the Four Futures, where we dive into four very different visions of what the future of meat and livestock could look like. One, a plant-based future with no meat and no farmed animals.
I'm all in for everything that helps getting animals out of the food chains. Bring it on!
Two, efficient meat 2.0, where we raise more livestock on fewer resources to meet the growing global demand.
Productivity growth is a cornerstone of sustainability.
Three, a future featuring meat alternatives like lab-grown meat and insects.
Where we continue eating all of the meat that humanity wants, but without the need to cause so much harm to the planet and to animals.
And four, a less meat future, where animals are raised in ways that mimic their natural environments.
If we use raising livestock, we can make use of all the global land that we really can't grow anything else on.
So, no meat, more meat, different meat, or less meat. I'm Matthew Kessler, a project coordinator at Table, and I'm very excited and a little bit nervous to guide you through this series. I've worked on farms and slaughtered and ate those animals, but then I became a vegetarian for many years. I've walked into grocery stores and markets and just chose the cheapest option, and I've also worked in restaurants and used only the quote, best ingredients. And now, as I think about what should I feed my newborn daughter, meat or no meat, and if meat, how much and what kind, I'm really fortunate to speak to farmers, CEOs, scientists, NGOs, and investors to try and find some clarity to both this simple yet incredibly complex question. In each of these episodes, we will explore the what, the why, and the how. What does each future look like? Why are people motivated? How will we get there? And what evidence are they all using to support their vision? We'll hear personal stories, dig into the scientific research, and engage with the ethical dilemmas as we try to depolarize a very polarized conversation. And maybe by the end, someone might even change their mind.
What evidence would cause me to change my mind?
This is a Formas-funded project presented by Table and the Future Food Platform at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences. Are you ready to meet the four futures? Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Episodes coming this winter.